Mishnah Dalet of the fifth parak continues discussing the idea of sort of wine presses or pits, and what the halacha is regarding them and planting inside them or near them. So Mishnah Dalet starts Gefen shehi netua begat o aneka notnin la avodasa v'zorea es hamotar. So if a gefen, a vine, was planted inside a gat, a wine press, or a hole, then you just give it the space to work, you give it the area around it to work, and you can still plant around it other things. So the idea in the first part of this Mishnah is that one might have thought that if you have a pit or a hole or a wine press, and you plant a vine inside it, it's sort of like a confined space, and therefore you could assume that, you know, that whole pit or wine press is the domain of the vine, and therefore you wouldn't be allowed to plant any other type of foreign seed anywhere near the vine. However, the Tanakhama lets us know that as long as you leave your mandatory space, right, your six ama around, your six tefachim around it, then you are allowed, in fact, to plant other grains near the vine, even if it were in a hole or a wine press. Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah, their Mishnah continues. Rabbi Yossi says, "Im in sham arba amos." Lo yavi zera l'sham. Rabbi Yossi disagrees slightly, or clarifies and explains, if there aren't dalet amos in this wine pit or this hole, then you can't bring other types of grains in there. The Mishnah continues with habayis shevakerem zorin betocho. If you have a house in the vineyard, then you are able to plant inside this house. The reason Mishnah tells us this is because you could think that if a small house or a small shack is in the middle of a vineyard, then unlike the wine press, which is only surrounded by vines on three sides, this house is clearly going to be surrounded by vines on all four sides, and therefore you might think that perhaps you would not be able to plant anything inside the house. However, like the watch tower, watch mound, or the deep enough ditch, then it's considered its own domain, and therefore you are allowed to plant something in the house. Of course, this house does have to be a minimum size. It has to be, large enough, according to the Rambam, that it can actually count as a house. You can't just sort of put, a tiny little space of wood in the vineyard and call it a house. But assuming that it meets a halachic definition of a house, even if it's in the middle of the vineyard and surrounded by all four sides by vines, you can still plant what you want in the house. So far in all our previous Mishnayos dealing with the Kerem, we have primarily been discussing a situation where some other foreign plant was brought in by accident. Mishnah Hay in Perek Hay of Kilayim deals with the idea of somebody intentionally planting something else in the vineyard and what the ramifications of that is. The Mishnah starts, Hanoteh Yarak B'Kerem O Mekayem, Hare Ze Mekadesh Arba'im V'Chamesh Gefanim. So if someone is intentionally plants these greens in the vineyard, right, or they maintain greens that accidentally grew, but they're intentionally helping them grow in the vineyard, behold, this condemns 45 grapevines. And the reason why the Mishnah mentions specifically 45 grapevines is because, assuming you have a normally planted vineyard, then you have to destroy all the vines in a 16 amot radius around this foreign green plant that you've brought in. And if you do that, if you sort of make a circle around, you take a compass and you make a circle around the green plant in a normally planted vineyard, this will result in the destruction of your having to destroy 45 grapevines. And indeed, our Mishnah continues, Amosai, when is this? When are we talking about the destruction of Arbim v'Chamesh Gefanim? Mizman shehayu netu'ot al arba arba o al chamesh chamesh. So when is this? Whenever you have a vineyard that's planted 4-4 or 5-5, right? The dalet by dalet arrangement, a 4-4 amma by 4 amma vineyard, or a 5 amma by 5 amma vineyard. In these types of vineyards, then, or in the types of vineyards that are planted this way, then when you make a circle around the foreign plant that you've brought in, you come to 45 grapevines. There is a debate about this in the Mefarshim. It's a fairly complex debate. I don't think that it makes sense to go into it at length here, resulting in the fact that a five vineyard would, if you have a 5-5 vineyard, then destroy, if you circle a 16 circle around the foreign plant that you brought in, you actually do not end up with 45 vines. You end up with many less vines. The Tosfos Yontov explains that the reason for this is more cosmetic. I mean, obviously, clearly we're dealing with a serious situation, but more of a visual issue. Again, remember, so much of what we've been dealing with here is the appearance of key lime. And the Tosfos Yontov suggests that what the rabbis did was say, okay, in Achanami, technically you shouldn't have to destroy as many vines in a 5-5 vineyard, but because it's very hard for the naked eye to discern the difference between a 4-4 vineyard and a 5-5 vineyard, then you need to make sure that you destroy not just the 37 vines or so that do legitimately fall within the 16 circle. You also then have to destroy, the additional vines, so that way the casual observer would feel like, okay, there's clearly a large enough radius around the foreign species that they were not planting key lime. While there are difficulties with the Tosfos Yontov's suggestion, and other Mefarshim, explain them, I think that for the purposes of our going through Mishnah, this is, sort of the easiest way to understand it. So again, if you have a dalad vineyard and you plant a foreign vine, a foreign plant in that vineyard intentionally, or you maintain a foreign plant that already grew in that vineyard intentionally, then you have to destroy, you have to destroy 45 vines. In the case of a 5-5 vineyard, then you, in theory, if we're talking about 16 amma radius, it would seem like you don't have to destroy a full 45 vines. However, the mission is, it makes a sort of blanket statement that you do destroy 45 vines, be it in a 4-4 or a 5-5 situation. And the suggestion of the Tosfos Yomtov is that the Chamin came along and just added some extra vines to make sure that there was continuity between both a 4-4 and a 5-5 vineyard to the casual observer. Our Mishnah continues. Hayu netuot al shesh shesh o al sheva sheva. Hareze mikadesh shesh eser ama lekol ruach agulot velo rubot. However, our Mishnah continues and explains that in a case where you have a vineyard which is 6-6 or 7-7, where you're leaving that much space, the rows are separated by 6 amma, right? Each, then in a situation like that where the vineyard is so spread out, then the Chamim are not worried about, or at least Chamim don't give a number that you have to pull up. Rather, you have to destroy anything around the foreign grain or foreign green in a 16 amma circle.